Hey, how you doing? We got disconnected. Mary? Hello?
Hi, are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What
Okay.
were you saying?
Yeah, I was not able to hear you.
Oh, okay. So,
Okay.
on Tuesday, we could try. I can talk to you at 2, so we can try to log into so I can see my pay stubs and stuff.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
We
we
could
can do
try again.
that.
Okay.
All
Now, is
right.
was there anything you needed to talk to me about?
Not to you, but I did want to talk to Miss Deborah if it was possible right now.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Hold on, I'll have you speak with someone. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
Coordinator. Hello?
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Deborah Mayer?
You're speaking with our mother. What do you want?
Okay, sure. I am the coordinator for Karimu. However, I do have to, or well, I do calls to the patients. In this case, I imagine it will be with you. Could I know your name, please?
What am I talking about, honey?
The patient, Deborah, she's one of our patients, and I have to
Yes.
give to the patient at least once a month a call. And well, first of all, I wanted to introduce myself since we're going to continue talking while she's with us, right? So yeah,
Yes.
I believe I heard that you're Deborah's mother, right?
Right.
Yes. May I know your name?
I'm a mother, honey.
I know, yeah, but we're going to speak at least once a month, every month. So that's why I want to know your name so that we can
My
kind of
name
like.
Betty,
Okay,
Mrs.
Debbie.
Betty.
Nice to meet you, Debbie.
Mrs. Betty.
Okay, so my name is Mary, and whenever
Mary.
anything happens regarding Miss Deborah, I do need to know, like, if she wants to, or if you change your address, or if she goes to the hospital for an emergency, or if she's hospitalized, we do need to know that. You have my number, you can call me, you can text me to this number. It will be even better if you save my number, because I am going to give you a call once a month, and I understand that sometimes people don't answer their phones when they see unknown number. So if you save it, that will be better. Once again, my name is Mary. Now, I did want to confirm with you some information that we have here for Deborah, so to confirm that everything is up to date. Okay.
Right.
So the number that I have here as a home phone is 2756476.
Yes.
Okay, great. And the address is 700 Selma Street, Norridgeton, PA, zip code 19401.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And yeah, I just wanted to, confirm with you that Karim is doing a good job, that the schedule works for you and for her.
The schedule that she has, from 10 to I think 6. Is that what you have?
from 10 to 6, yeah? That's okay?
No, but that the time that he's been working?
Yes.
That is the time that she has been working, right?
Okay, good. And, sorry?
Those are the times that she's been working 10 to 6 for you want to know if I want to change it.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm that schedule works for you and for her.
Right now it's working well.
Okay, good. And Ms. Debra has 56 hours a week, correct?
I'm sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, that was everything that I wanted to confirm. Just making sure that we have everything up to date and well, to introduce myself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Ms. Debbie, for answering my calls, and I hope both of you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.